Hello and welcome to the March edition of Grant and Ed's Weird Little World of Culture. So, Grant.
Springtime edition.
How are you feeling? You're better. You're out of your winter melancholy now.
What? You're Mr. Melancholy.
What?
No, I'm great. I'm springful.
The irony.
I tell you, you should listen back to these podcasts sometimes.
I'm the one who edits.
Because you're very mean to me most of the time. It's a bit like that domestic violence ads, I think. You should look at yourself sometimes.
Yeah, Grant. Yeah. Great way to start a show. Let's make a joke out of domestic violence.
Well, you always have a go at me texting me mates all the time. Don't you? That wonderful Shane Meadows directed masterpiece. See, you should look at yourself.
You're frigid, mate.
Oh, don't say that. See, this is the abuse I get.
Enough of these advert references. Yeah. This month, we've got a review of the newly opened People's History Museum.
Yeah, newly reopened. It's back.
Manchester, yeah.
Yep.
We're also reviewing the award-winning Crazy Heart.
Yep. Mr. Bridges.
Wonderful Mr. Bridges. And then we're going to be talking about Blur documentary.
Yep. It came out on DVD last month. Yeah, it was on telly.
No distance left to run.
It was on telly recently. So
yeah, probably on iPlayer, depending on when you're listening to this.
Well, I think it's might got one day left, I think, actually.
You've got one day left, so probably by the time this is up, you'll have to buy it on DVD.
Oh, yeah. We'll get it from Love Film or something. It's gone.
Is that you doing product placement?
Oh shit,
on this?
I shouldn't be doing that, should I? Actually, we're not the
BBC.
Are you
being paid?
Alright then, you can get it from Blockbuster Videos.
Oh,
or what's the other one?
There's more product placement in this.
Amazon.
There's more product placement now. More product placement in this podcast than there is in Lady Gaga's new video.
Alright, this month me and Ed went to the People's History Museum in Manchester, which is based in Spinningfields, Left Bank, and we went there. It's just recently reopened in February, and it's been away for a while, but it's back. And
been refurbished, hasn't it, for a couple
of
years?
Yeah, refurbished, yeah. So we went there for, firstly, we saw the Carried Away exhibition that was downstairs, didn't we, Ed?
Yeah, that's the kind of changing exhibition, isn't it?
Yeah, there's one changing exhibition every 6 months.
So. Yeah. So the Carried Away, it's about demonstrators, isn't it? Protesters.
Yes, angry miners. Angry women.
So angry miners.
Angry hippies. Angry pensioners, it's great.
Angry campaigners for nuclear disarmament.
Oh, yeah. That was the hippies.
So, yeah, I mean, You just hate police, though, don't you, really?
Well, policemen.
Yeah, you hate policemen.
Pigs. Well, there was lots of good, wasn't there? There was loads of, like, beef.
So
you, there was
you got very passionate. You're like, oh, God, I hate those policemen.
Coppers, yeah.
Bringing down the people.
Yeah. Well, like, they had loads of, like, damaged police uniforms around, didn't they? They were showing.
Yeah.
But they had, like, they wanted a lot of people identified, didn't they? Do you remember?
Well, they asked, didn't they? They wanted to try and identify him if they could.
And you were trying to find your relatives, weren't you?
I was hoping there were some of my relatives there.
Angry Cottoms.
A few Angry Cottoms about.
But there was a really good photo on it. Wasn't there, there was like, my favourite photo was that old timer, wasn't there?
Oh, you find old people hilarious, don't you? Well, anyone who's old is hilarious to you.
Well, he was a real cutie, he had no teeth, did he? He was just going like, argh. I want my pension. He was just going like that.
No wonder all people are complaining about the lack of respect they get in society. Like you. Oh my God. You had a bit of a conflict, didn't you? Because
me.
There was a part on the miners, wasn't there, during that miners' strike of 1984 to 85. And you had a bit of a conflict during that, because not only do you hate police, you also hate miners.
No, I don't hate miners.
I'm not sure whose side I'm on here.
It's coal, not dull. That's what I support. That badge was brilliant, wasn't it? Coal, not dull.
Oh, there's always badge, coal, not dull.
Yeah, that was a good one. Well,
not... Yobs.
Yobs, yeah. No, I don't think that was one. I think you made that one up. But it was a really good one. So it had loads of vintage stuff in it from that period. But it was, they also had like a little peace camp set up, didn't they? Because they had the campaign for the women's armament.
Yeah, that it was talking about that Greenham camp, wasn't it?
Yeah, that women's peace camp. Yeah. They camped for what, 21 years, 19 years, somewhere
around? 19 years, yeah.
Until they stopped producing, was it? And nuclear arms at that place.
They were keeping some American missiles, weren't
they?
Yeah,
they finally went away.
It's part of Berkshire, Greenham.
Yeah. But they had a little peace camp set up. We could have had a little tent there.
There's lots of things there for kids, isn't there?
Yeah, like badge making and stuff.
Which we seem to get involved in, really.
Yeah, we do, don't we? Because there's loads for... Moving on from that, there was like the main exhibition, which is always there, isn't it? There's like two levels, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, this is on the ground floor, isn't it? The changing one. And then there's the main one on the first floor, and then...
Yeah, that's
like
pre-1945. That's like history of democracy in Manchester.
Yeah.
And then upstairs is post-1945.
Yeah.
And it's massive, isn't it? It's loads to get around to.
It's so weird, though, because it doesn't look that big. Because of the way it's out, and each time you go around another corner, you realise there's more there.
I know,
there's
it's pretty overwhelming. And we spend about 2 hours.
Well, isn't it? Because you don't realise how big it is.
Yeah.
It's until you're just walking around, just kind of drained, looking for a toilet. lost in this maze of people's history.
Yeah. But it was really good, wasn't it? Because we started off, and like, there's loads of clever little things. Like they've got lockers of secret files, wasn't there, like of all these radicals.
There's lots of interactive stuff, isn't there? There was a coffin, wasn't there? Oh god,
what, a coffin? Oh yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was really creepy. Yeah. I don't want to spoil what's in it. You have to open this coffin and you hear some like actor doing reminiscing a scene from that time. Don't spoil it though, because it's creepy. It was creepy, but it was like loads of really good stuff, wasn't it? Like, I had what was that, what were you addicted to? You were addicted to that machine, weren't you, for ages?
I was watching those videos a lot. They were about a timeline of a family and talking about how different, how kind of just the people's lives in that family.
How miserable
family
they were.
And how political developments affected them. So their kind of rights to vote and what types of jobs that they were doing.
Yeah.
See, I was all over those videos. So, yeah, we had, we got involved though, didn't we, in that co-op thing, really?
Oh, that was at the end. But the thing is, before that, there was loads of things we did. Like there was, remember we tried the top hats on?
Wouldn't fit my head, you see. I've got too much of a modern shaped head.
Yeah, fit me perfectly though. Very dapper. Because they're saying that it was a class thing. The more happy you were, like the more successful they were, the bigger your hat was. So we had to have those ones. And then also they had a sweatshop exhibition. A box making competition, you remember that? Because basically you had 3 minutes to build a box, which is where, for this match factory where people had to work in.
Yeah.
So we had like an egg timer, and they're like, if you do it in a minute, you're great, you're going to get stay in your job, If you do it in 2 minutes, you're risking the sack, and then if it was 3 minutes or more, you were likely to be sacked, you're likely to die because you had no money, and your wife and kids would leave you. That's what it said on that, didn't it? And we spent about 15 minutes on these boxes doing it. So
yeah, didn't even have a category for people who couldn't even make the box in any time duration. I wonder what would have happened to us.
We would have been murdered, wouldn't we?
No, hung on the spot.
It was awful though, wasn't it? It was like, it was just, no one could have made them. There was loads of shoddy boxes around there.
Was that the point though? You thought that was a bit of a trick though, didn't you?
You think so?
That
was my excuse, I think.
That was the head fuck part of it. No one could actually make those boxes anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that test that Kurt has to do in Star Trek.
Which one that? What?
In the new Star Trek film.
Oh, the new Star Trek film, so.
The point of the test is you can't actually beat the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit like that. The point of the test is you can't actually make the boxes. So I like to think that it was that, really. Because I don't like to think that I just was incapable of making a simple box structure.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I've never thought of that Star Trek analogy before, actually.
You're not as deep as me, are you?
No, I tried to forget about that film, to be honest, because it had Simon Pegg in.
Oh, God.
But anyway, I was going to say, upstairs was pretty good as well, because we went upstairs here and it had loads of like spitting image puppets in it, because we were talking about
how... Yeah, it was all those politics things, wasn't it? It was mostly about politics, wasn't it, upstairs, really?
Yeah, it was kind of...
I mean, obviously downstairs were about politics, but the kind of post-1945 stuff is just all about... It was kind of, I remember, just all about politics, really.
And like New Labour. And it had like loads of like the posters, didn't it? Like, you know, Britain's not working and stuff like that. All the campaign posters. And I had stuff on like...
It started off with a welfare state as well, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it did have NHS, because you could dress up as nurses, didn't you?
We don't remember that.
No, I didn't. We didn't do that.
You didn't dress up as a nurse, did you?
Well, I thought about it. But the best,
I think I would have remembered that.
But the best bit was at the end, was it? Went to the actual 1930s co-op, didn't we? Because the co-op was formed in Rochdale, wasn't it? As like a funeral cooperative movement. It's, you know, it was just saying that like first ethical business, wasn't it? Like formed in Greater Manchester. So it was like, so it had an old for 1930s one of like, you could dress up, couldn't you, as a shopkeeper?
Yeah, but you got too into your role, really.
Well, I was really good.
At one point, you seemed to be convinced that you were a shopkeeper. And you tried to sell a kid a fake loaf of bread.
I know. Well, the kids were there for ages, weren't they? They wouldn't piss off, would they?
I mean, you were asking this kid for a pound.
Yeah, that was
for that fake loaf of bread.
I just asked. I was like, "Who's next, please, Gov?" You know, you know. I mean, that's all I was asking. But you were a very nice customer when you went. You got your cheese, your loaf of bread. You had your little ration book, didn't you? Just stamped. Yeah. So if you check out our website, we've got a photo of it. We took a photo at the end.
Yeah, a photo of Grant ripping small children off.
Oh no, I wasn't ripping anyone off.
Plastic food.
It's a cooperation, okay? That's what I'm about. Egalitarianism. But yeah, it's really good fun, wasn't it? We spent like hours in there, didn't we? But it was still didn't receive anything. We didn't see all of it, did we, really? We definitely want to go there again, don't we?
No, you need a full day there, really.
Yeah, and definitely.
Probably just have a break halfway through in the cafe downstairs.
Yeah, you get lots of traditional food, don't you?
Yeah, there's some traditional food on the menu, some wartime cuisine, I think, World War II time cuisine.
Oh, yeah, there was something weird like that.
So, yeah, the changing exhibition is on until the Carried Away...
Until Sunday.
...section is on until...
Sunday the 10th of October, sorry.
Yeah, Sunday the 10th of
Not
October.
Not next Sunday, sorry.
Early this month, Jeff Bridges won an Academy Award for Best Actor in his role as Bad Blake in the film Crazy Heart.
Bad Blake, yeah.
And me and Grant went to see it last week. So the main story involves a fictional country singer.
Yeah, called Bad Blake.
It's Bad Blake. It's in his mid-50s.
Yeah.
His career's really gone down the pan, hasn't it?
Yeah, he hasn't done any new songs for years.
Not written a new song in 3 years.
Because as he says, the old stuff's still great. That's in the film.
Yeah, and
he's just pissed all the time.
Yeah, he's got a problem with alcohol. And it's just about kind of how he's reached this point in his life where then it kind of needs to turn around in some way.
Yeah.
Needs to be resolved. So, yeah, I mean, it's been applauded, hasn't it, for Jeff Bridges' performance in the film.
He won every award going, didn't he?
Everything.
Apart from Colin Firth, he beat him at the BAFTAs. Didn't he? But he had no chance.
Do you prefer the single man?
What, Firth?
Yeah.
Well, I think there was a bit of Firth was robbed campaign, but...
Firth was robbed! Do you think?
A little. I don't think he was going to win in America, because they always vote for the Americans, don't they? Who knows?
I don't know. I think Bridges was one of these people who just kind of felt like he...
Deserved it.
He deserved it, didn't he? Because he'd done so many other things, he just felt like they had to give it to him.
But it was a really, really good performance, wasn't it? He did carry that film.
Does he carry the film? Because that's what people have been saying.
Yeah.
Would that film be absolutely awful without him in it?
Well, it depends, really. If you had... I'm trying to think who'd be the opposite, really, of it. If you had someone like, I don't know, Jude Law, maybe, it'd be terrible.
I'm
just trying to... who's that... I was going to say Ewan McGregor.
What about Simon Pegg?
No, I don't want to mention Pegghead. He ruins every film, is he?
I mean, I did think that he, to an extent, he carried it, but I thought the music was, the movie was very sensibly done.
Yeah, it was really good.
I mean, there was too many, it wasn't too contrived. It was good, really. I liked the ending. I liked...
Oh, yeah, don't say
it too much away, but I think it didn't feel like it was very cliched at the end. I really liked the way that
it wasn't really that cliche.
They developed the storyline. It felt very true to life.
Because we've watched these rock biopics before. Haven't we?
Well, we're all over them.
Biopics, haven't we? We love the Ray experience, didn't we? Well, we did. We love it. We got sucked into it, didn't we? Ray?
We got sucked in. We didn't see the beginning of that, though, did we?
I know. Well, we love the Walk the Line, don't we?
Cash. Well, you've seen Walk the Line at least 15 times now, haven't you?
Yeah, I love Witherspoon, yeah. She's beautiful. But we've seen these four. We know what happens, yeah. They start off great, yeah. And then they get drug problems, don't they? And then they clean themselves up and they're really great at the end, aren't they? And everything's fine, you know. Ray Charles' womanizing is all forgotten about, you know.
Well, that's it. They start off all right, the great people. When they take drugs, they become bad people.
Yeah, drugs are bad.
Turns out they only took drugs because something traumatic happened in the childhood.
Yeah, their brother died.
They stop taking drugs and they give £2 billion to charity.
Yeah, and then, like, and then, like, we forgive Ray Charles for, like, you know, he leads that girl to death, didn't he? You know, that girl he was, like, shagging around. You know, that's all forgotten about. You know,
because
it's not like that, but, like, with this film, it's because it's an original story. You know, it's kind of based on a few...
What is it based on? You tell me about this. I can't remember.
The director, Scott... Is it... Who's the director? Is it Scott Cooper, is it? It's his first film, is it? Yeah, he, like, wanted to get the rights to this country singer called Hangard. Is it Hangard? And it's kind of a bit based on Waylon Jennings as well, I think. So, like, some of
right.
it... So he wanted the rights to them, but he couldn't get it, so he kind of went for this book, called Crazy Heart, and went with that storyline. So it's kind of got a bit of element of truth in it, but, like, it's mostly fictionalised, and it's what's good about it. It's, like, it's got original songs in it, isn't it? Like, by T-Bone Burnett and the...
And then, yeah, I saw Bridges getting interviewed on Jonathan Ross a few weeks ago, and he said that when he originally got offered the script, he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
But when he found out that...
His mate T-Bone.
T-Bone, his old-time pal.
Bones, yeah.
Bones was going to do it. He was totally up for it. He said, I'll do it if Bones is doing it.
If Boney's doing it. If Boney's doing this shit, I'll do it. But yeah, the songs he sings, he sings the songs that he bridges, and don't forget.
Well, that's it. Yeah, we've not mentioned
Irish Tearaway. Colin Farrell's in it. Yeah,
he is, and he plays
Tommy Sweet, up and coming. Yeah, kind of a guy that's mentored.
More famous, yeah.
He's been mentored by the Bad Blake.
Yeah,
and then he's become more famous than Bad Blake.
Mr. Tommy Sweet.
Yeah, Mr. Tommy Sweet, and he has to support Tommy now, and he doesn't like that, does he?
No.
Pisses Bad Blake off. Because at the beginning of the film, he's just playing bowling alleys, isn't he? And he's too pissed to do it, he has to go off. He gets sick in the middle of it. But, like, that's where he meets the Maggie Gyllenhaal character, because she's, like, a journalist, isn't she? She's a journalist interviewing him.
And that
becomes like a love story, which, like, how he redeems himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's very, very much kind of a...
She's the Reese Witherspoon character.
She is the Reese Witherspoon character.
So, but yeah, the songs are great, aren't they? We really like the songs, like, they're original songs, and could, like, she inspires the main theme of it, doesn't she, Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, he has a song. I don't know if it's called Crazy Heart, but there's a song
called Weary Kind, I think.
Weary Kind, but it's got the lyric in it,
Crazy Heart.
And that's a great song. But it's a shame that the soundtrack isn't up on Spotify.
I know, we can't listen to it.
I'll have to purchase it. But obviously, you know, if you don't know anything about
T-Bone,
you know, our friend Boners, yeah, he's been involved in lots of movies, you know, soundtracks.
Yeah,
Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
Yeah, he did that. He did Walk the Line as well.
He oversaw the original, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a genius, isn't he, Bones?
So yeah, we were going to try and get him to come on and talk a little bit about it, but
I'd like to get Colin Farrell on, actually.
He's currently busy in Nashville at the moment.
We got Farrell on. We could talk about Ballykiss, couldn't we? Ballykay and that brilliant film.
How do you feel about doing a Ballykay special?
Oh, I'd loved it, yeah. We could get him to do, we could do a retrospective and get him. Remember Phone Booth he was in? That was that horror film. Whatever horrors he'd been in. You know, SWAT he was in, that was a horror film. Yeah, so we get actually didn't mind Ferrell in this, actually. He was just playing a very unlikable guy.
I thought he did a good performance in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always thought Fezzer is totally underrated.
Yeah, Fezzer. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, going back to that whole, you know, comparing it to Walk the Line and the Ray Charles biopic.
Yeah.
I quite like the fact that they just had him as this alcoholic, really. And there wasn't really any kind of event that they put it down to that had traumatised him.
Yeah,
in
he was just someone who's like been on the
just
road,
just like getting poos.
Yeah, I know, that's what he was, and that's why it was great, because I mean it was good about Jeff Bridges, but he put on quite a bit of weight for this as well, didn't he? So he was just loads of topless,
yeah,
pictures of him, like the scenes of him topless just downing all this whiskey all the time. It was really great though, but it was There's quite a good arc as well, because it's like a son. It's like the journalist has got a son, hasn't she? Called Buddy. They've got quite a nice bond between them.
They have a bond.
And it's through this kind of relationship how he changes. We're not going to go into this.
Yeah, we won't give it away. But yeah, I mean, it's probably been on the cinema for quite a while, this now. It's probably
gone now.
probably similar to... what's going to happen with Blur, really? There's No Distance Left to Run documentary. Probably the day that you listen to this, it just won't be on anymore.
I know, I'm sorry.
Finished the night before.
But there's plenty of DVD rental service out there.
Catch Crazy Heart soon on DVD.
And if you can't catch Crazy Heart, go see Crazy Horse sometime in Wimbledon. He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah, there's a songwriter called Crazy Horse. Grant likes to bring him up because he thinks it's funny that it sounds, you know, got a similar name to the film. Yeah,
but he's Crazy Horse with a K though.
So. Yeah, nice one, Grant.
Thanks. All right, our final feature now is the Big Blur doc. Blur, No Distance Left to Run. That was released in the cinemas on 19th of January. Released on DVD on the 15th of February. It was a documentary film documenting the 2009 Blur reunion tour, and it was directed by music directors Dylan Southern and Will Lovelace, and it was on BBC Two last week, so hopefully you should have seen
last
it
last Sunday.
Yeah, last Sunday.
It's been on iPlayer. It's on iPlayer for one more day, so yeah, but
you've missed it.
You missed it now.
And well, it depends. I'm a big Blur fan, so I've pretty much loved it. I mean, you like it, Ed, didn't you? But you're not massively into Blur, are you?
Not a massive, massive Blur fan.
You're a Travis Keane man, aren't you?
Well, that was late. I was more of an Oasis kid.
Right, laddie.
As much as it pains me to say, and I wish that I'd been more of a Blur fan now.
Oh.
Because it's much cooler now, isn't it? Really, let's face it. The thinking man's
indie pop band. Yeah, that's what they say in the film. Yeah. The thinking man's pop band. But it was really good. I was lucky enough to see it in the cinema because I went. Oh yeah, sorry. That's really I went. Yeah, that was very lucky. Yeah.
You're a very lucky man.
Because I was we was only on one show in Manchester. I went to it. I went with my celebrity mate Johnny Swift from Beat the Radar. So, and so there's a few other bands in Manchester actually in the crowd. Actually, I think Billy Ruffin were in there as well. So.
Do you want to name drop anyone else?
I think I don't know.
Carry on.
Go on.
Oh, we're Hug Party there by any chance?
What, Manchester's premier lesbian rap duo? No, unfortunately. There are loads of gigs I go to, though. So. But, so, yeah, that was really good. So it was nice to see all the cinematography on the big screen, and it was really good. So it's well filmed, wasn't it? Did you like the way it was filmed? Probably just put a lot of money behind all
Yeah,
the way it's presented and stuff. But yeah, the best thing about
it is that they're all very articulate in it, aren't they?
Yeah, very.
And it seems to be quite honest and open, really.
Yeah, I mean, you liked it when Damon drops the H-bomb, didn't you? His heroin abuse.
Well, see, I don't know what Beatles have got to do with it. I thought.
Because he said what Beatle bomb about? He said, "Oh, it's common knowledge."
I thought it was about drugs. I thought It was about smoking the dragon, not smoking the beetle. I'm sure there's some kind of logic behind it, but obviously because I'm a nice, clean, straight individual, knows nothing about these things. It's all a little bit lost on me, really.
Dragon bum. That'd have been better, would it? But like the focus, it just goes through chronologically the band's history, doesn't it? From where they formed it. And how Damon and Graham met at Stanway Comprehensive in Essex.
Yeah, it
Essex.
Goes right
yeah.
through and then talks about the leisure period.
It goes through album by album. And then up till the kind of Coxon album breakup in 2003, Think Tank era, and then how they came back together.
Are you a fan of Coxon's solo material? Still slightly off tangent.
Oh, yeah, pretty like it, yeah. It's quite.
You've not got any of it though, have you?
No. I've got about 2 songs actually I downloaded. Pretty good. But I keep meaning to listen to more. But I've got all the Gorillaz albums. And the Good Band of Queen, so I think I made my side with the Damon.
Right, okay.
Not Coxo. But it's pretty good, like it's good. I had that loads of good archive footage, don't they? From like,
do you reckon a lot of that's unseen archive footage?
Yeah, because I haven't seen a lot of it, and a good feature. I liked it when they had those clips of that American tour they were on, because they went on that disastrous American tour. They got
the audio.
Yeah, they had some audio files because they got screwed over by this tour manager who just ripped them off. So they had to do like 50 shows, like really small venues where people had never heard of them, just so they could sell t-shirts to get the money back. Yeah, so they're all getting really pissed off with each other and hating each other, but they're like, they all hated Americans, didn't they? So like, I was saying, so have any of you ever heard of the M25 or something like that? Was a funny one. And then like Alex was like talking, like Graham's like, nobody likes you, Alex, shut up. Like,
we don't like you, Alex.
Yeah, we don't like you. Could like, they're all like punching each other and getting pissed off each other, weren't they? But yeah, so that was really funny.
Yeah, Roundtree says that at one point they all gave each other black eyes, but I don't see how Roundtree could give anyone a black eye.
Oh, why? I can't imagine either. Or Dave Round.
Apparently, the only reason that Roundtree hit out was because someone stole a pack of his fruit pastels.
I think so. He's been eating a lot recently.
He has, he's really, yeah.
He's more Dave Roundtree now.
he's really been scuffing the family produce, hasn't he?
He's got much puke. Even though the band have got smaller, he's got puke. Yeah, he's the lot worse of them all, but. Yeah, it was really good. It was just, they kind of did it as the story arc was how they were all brothers, wasn't they? Because they never had any sisters.
But well, that was what Roundtree said, yeah.
Yeah, he was lonely. So they're just saying how they all had this bond, and they had just talked about all the ups and downs. Britpop was featured, and they had a bit of their war with Oasis was mentioned, wasn't it?
Yeah. Went a little bit into that.
Like, not David compared them to the school bullies they used to have at school, did he?
Yeah. I think the most interesting thing about it was the fact that, you know, that they weren't kind of very cool, and then.
Yeah.
Did kind of, you know, Modern Life is Rubbish, which is kind of credited as being the first
Britpop album,
really, and then. You know, around Part Life and then the beginning of Great Escape, they were kind of the coolest band in the country, and then it all just, you know, it was weird the way they went from being uncool then really cool,
yeah.
And then after Country House they were really uncool
great
again.
Song
yeah
yeah, so it's just they went a bit more, like, it's weird to think of how they were so British and they went kind of a bit more American, didn't they, with that kind of Blur album, didn't they, because that was more Graham Coxon's Pavement kind of love. He was really into that.
That's always a thing, isn't it? But it was still, although it was influenced by American music, it's still kind of pretty.
Yeah.
Anglo-centric, yeah, isn't it, yeah. Anyway? Bit like the Monkees, I think.
What, the Arctic Monkees?
Some of their influence is pretty American.
Oh, yeah, they got. Did they get that guy from the Queen of Stone Age to produce their album?
Josh Hammond?
Yeah. No, Home.
Home.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You always have to mention the Monkees, don't you?
No, but I think, you know, they've incorporated American influences into what they've done, and I think they're still keeping it very British in a way. because of the vocals and the subject matter. Stop giggling!
I know, I'm sorry.
You are out of order. But I don't know, Blur. Yeah, great band, but the problem is, you do. I mean, I guess the whole idea of authenticity is a little bit flawed anyway, but with them, you know, you always doubt it, don't you? Because they kind of became this kind of Mockney thing.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what
and then
was
they
saying,
kind
Chad
of changed
today.
Direction, and you just, you know, at least with Oasis, they never went away from that. And in many ways,
yeah.
they were worse band for it, musically, but they were that kind of, they kind of constantly maintained those, you know, whether you want to call them personas or whatever you want to think it is,
yeah.
They constantly maintain that, and nothing ever undermined that. But I think the thing about Blur is there's always that thing where they were more, you know, they were kind of chameleons in a way.
Yeah, that's why they're kind of have a great legacy, really, than Oasis in a way.
Yeah.
But then Oasis did give us Bonehead, which we'll never forget.
What's Bonehead up to tonight? Have you seen
what,
him?
What, Bonehead? Yeah. Oh, sorry, that's another. I think he's producing biopics, isn't he?
Is
in the music,
he?
Yeah. T-Bonehead. But yeah, it's a really good documentary. It depends. Like, if you're a massive Blur fan like myself, it's great.
I find it really interesting because the thing is, I mean, a lot of it, I mean, I always think that we're maybe...
They're pretty honest, aren't they?
We're not too young, but I think we're a little bit young for Britpop, maybe. I think if we were a couple of years older...
Really?
Do you not think, though? Because in 94, like, I would have been...
22.
Would have been 44. No, I would have been about 12 or something.
Yeah, I was my first year at secondary school, like, when Country House came out.
Yeah.
So I was, like, 11. I think that's a good
age. I got into it around, but more... Oasis was more What's the Story for me. More
yeah,
Wonderwall
me too,
single.
Yeah,
Wonderwall
me too.
Single. So I missed it a little bit, and it's not really that I missed all Britpop, but I missed that development of Blur. It was only later on that I found out that when they were doing Leisure, it was a different kind of thing.
Yeah, I was expecting because my sister had the tapes of them,
yeah,
so that's how I got into them.
Really, really interesting to see how they developed from their early career into that Britpop band.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. So... Unfortunately, that's it now, Grant. Rustling there in the background. Who knows what you're doing?
It's the end.
You're doing? I won't tell anyone what you've been up to there.
I'm just texting me mates. I'm going out tonight, aren't I? You hate this, don't you?
I'm going to tell everyone you're frigid.
No, don't say horrible things like that. If you could see yourself, Ed, it's disgusting. Well, the thing is, they've changed that advert now. The girl is now knocking on their thing.
Oh, right.
Have you not seen it?
No, I've
the thing
seen
is,
that.
She should realise she should stop texting her mates all the time and give him what he wants.
Just want to point out that the makers of Grant and Ed's Weird Little World do not endorse domestic violence in any way, shape, or form.
No. Do we?
No! God.
Well, stop
no.
abusing me then.
So, you know, I hope that...
you've learned something.
I hope that you've learned a lot, really. You should have done, because if you haven't learned anything, then you weren't listening.
No, you weren't listening, no.
So what have we got for next month?
Nothing, I think. As usual, a blank slate.
What do you think about the prog versus punk special?
We're not doing a prog rock special, please. I know. We can get your dad onto it, actually. That'd be quite nice.
What do you think about it, though?
What, prog rock?
Yeah.
I don't want to think about prog rock. Prog is vile. I'm just thinking about seeing Suede, actually, tomorrow, actually.
Oh, you're a big... Yeah.
Yeah, Suede fan, yeah.
You see, they hated Suede, didn't they?
Yeah, because of Justin. The
yeah.
beauty. But yeah, so great muse she was to them, though.
Yeah, so if you go in Suede tomorrow... Then just give Grant an absolute smack in the face.
Oh,
why
are you saying that? That's abuse.
Tell him to stop laughing at the serious issue of domestic violence.
Oh, that'd be ironic. You're a mean little man.
Okay, so yeah, I'm all about psychological abuse.
Yeah,
that's
you
the
are,
way
actually.
I'm grinding you down.
Oh no.
So yeah, we'll see you in April, Easter time, Easter special.
Easter
It'll
special,
be one,
yeah, with lots of eggs then. Thank you. Thanks for listening again. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.